Your new deck is finished, sleeved up, ready to go. You've selected the perfect cards, found printings with your favorite art. Your commander is brand new from the latest set. The deck has synergies with cards that will make your playgroup go ooh and ah. You've shuffled the deck for 20 minutes. Everything is perfectly randomized. Then you sit down, you draw your first seven, and someone asks if you're going to mulligan. And you scratch your head and go, I don't know, this is my first time playing the deck. How is this going to work? Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another lesson from CEDH. CEDH is a metagame within the Commander format that sits at one extreme with highly consistent, highly efficient decks. Not all cards are equally powerful in all formats, or even in all metagames, but there are lessons to be learned from how people are brewing with the most powerful cards available. The CEDH metagame can be brutal for an untested deck, but because the metagame has a relatively predictable critical turn, and lots of staples see play, it's relatively easy to goldfish a deck to get a feel for it. Outside of the CEDH metagame, though, things can be a lot more difficult when there are fewer staples that see play, and the metagame is in general a lot less stable. So, how do you goldfish? How do you playtest? That's what we're going to talk about today. The term goldfishing literally comes from, imagine you're playing Magic against your pet goldfish. The big deck-building websites, like Archidect and Moxfield, both have the capability to help you playtest your deck. On Archidect, there is a big green playtest button on the right-hand side of the screen, while on Moxfield, there is a smaller playtest button which sits immediately above the card preview. On a whole, I personally prefer Moxfield's playtester to Archidect's, as Moxfield's playtester automates things like untapping your permanents when going to the next turn, and searching your library after tutoring is a lot easier in Moxfield. While you're goldfishing, one of your goals is to get a feel for the first few turns of your deck. Learn what lets your deck get out of the getting ready stage of the game, your early ramp pieces or the amount of mana your deck needs to get all set up. This will also inform what kinds of hands you want to keep and which ones you want to mulligan. Be careful about getting too greedy with your goldfishing, though. Don't disregard your answers. Try to keep a balanced hand which is capable of interacting with your theoretical opponents. Another question I see a lot is, how long should you goldfish your deck for? I find that I get the most out of goldfishing when I play up to my deck's critical turn. When a deck is brand new, it's often difficult to determine your critical turn. Wait for that moment when you're nodding to yourself and going, oh yeah, this is sweet. This is what I wanted to do. That's when you know you've hit your deck's critical turn. Look for when the pieces are starting to come together. Which cards are the ones that are really making your deck click? When are you making powerful attacks that could be taking chunks out of someone's life total? When is your deck doing the thing that you were hoping to see it do this whole time? When is your deck living up to that dream you had when you first started building it? In addition to goldfishing, playtesting is also extremely useful. So, how do you go about playtesting? The biggest difference between playtesting and goldfishing is that now you have actual opponents to play against. This means that it is impossible to ignore the importance of interaction. You should include the fact that you're playtesting in your Rule Zero conversation with your opponents. Let them know that this is a deck that you are still testing out. Play to win, but be aggressive in trying the corners of your deck which you have not yet had the opportunity to try during goldfishing. Go for the untested as opposed to the cards that you have already seen success with during your goldfishing. Taking notes can be really helpful, but personally, I've never really done this at the table. I will often de-sleeve the cards that I'm looking to cut during the game as my way of taking notes instead. If I find a card that is not working well, I will pull the card and the inner sleeve out of the outer sleeve, put it back into play or in the graveyard or in exile, wherever it's wound up, and that is the method I use for taking notes about my gameplay experience. There are some things you want to look for while you are goldfishing or playtesting. Try to identify cards which are underperforming. These are the cards that just fall flat when you play them. You're always finding other things you'd rather be doing with your mana, the effect is just too small after you land them, or you find yourself wishing you had just drawn something more staple-y to deal with a more common situation. You also want to look for cards that are clearly unplayed. Are there cards which you included in the decklist which constantly get stranded in your hand? Try to figure out why that is. Is it a card that's just too expensive to cast, and you never really get around to the 7 mana that you would need to cast the spell in the first place? Well, maybe there's a cheaper version of the effect that you can run instead. Are there too many colored mana pips in the cost of the card? Maybe you can still make that card work if you tweak your mana base in order to support it. Situational cards that are just too narrow showing up? Well, maybe it's time to look for something which is better in more scenarios. Be careful about cutting cards that you haven't played yet, if they're also cards you haven't even drawn yet, though. Cards which have been stranded in your hand should be your first choice of cards to cut, over cards which you haven't even seen in your hand yet. The other thing that I think is really critical to look at during goldfishing and playtesting is the idea of the critical turn. I've said before that I love putting a spin-down die on the top of my playmat to keep track of which turn it is. Moxfield also makes turn tracking really easy while goldfishing. When you click next turn, all of your permanents untap, you draw a card, and you're ready to go as the turn counter goes up by one. This makes it extremely easy to learn about your deck's critical turn. When does your deck start doing its thing? I described that feeling above when all pistons are firing and it feels like everything is going the way you wanted it to go when you envisioned what this deck could do. If your deck doesn't start doing its thing during playtesting, maybe because an opponent got off to a fast start or you didn't get enough ramp to catch up, can you estimate how many turns you were away from being able to really start doing your deck's thing? Maybe you only needed one more mana in order to resolve your commander and activate its activated ability to start getting that value train you wanted to get going. Or maybe you were just missing out on one key engine card that your deck needed to really start to go off. The other thing you should keep track of is which turns your opponent's decks were going off. What was the critical turn of your playgroup for these playtest games? If you find that the playgroup has a lot of critical turns much lower than your deck's critical turn, it might be time to do some tuning up in order to bring your deck up to the level of your opponent's. We did an episode recently about defensive speed, which you can learn more about how to punch up in weight class with your decks. If you know the critical turn of your playgroup, you can much more easily tune your deck for a better experience, not just for you, but for your opponents as well. So that about wraps it up for this week. There is a lot to go over in how playtesting and goldfishing work, honestly, more than I could probably fit into multiple episodes. But I want to hear from you. How do you learn about your new deck? Are there tricks you use when you're playtesting the deck with your group? How about other methods of goldfishing your deck? Let us know. Leave us a comment on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can email us, where we are GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.